News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
The INMO have confirmed their members are to strike for 24 hours on the 30th of January as their pay dispute escalates. If their demands aren't met, there will be further strike action right throughout February. SIPTU, who represent about 4,000 nurses, meanwhile, will not be going on strike. Earlier, we spoke to Paul Bell, who's the SIPTU Health Division organiser, who outlined why their members will not be joining the picket lines.
Well, SIPTU Health Division has adopted a strategy of working within the terms of the public service agreement. Our members have benefited from this strategy in the sense that the Public Service Pay Commission has recommended a 20% increase in nursing allowances and also has applied allowances to areas of nursing where it's been deemed that there has been recruitment and retention issues. We've also been able to get concessions with regard to new entrants, where nurses, some 10,000 nurses in the system, are entitled to an increase in pay of around between 3,000 and 3,500 to address the pay anomaly that was created when government brought in lower rates of pay for nursing. We believe that it's the best way forward is to maintain our position within the public service agreement. And we're also due payments of 1.75% in September 2020 and a payment of 2% due on the 1st of October 2020. So our members are very, very deeply concerned that this progress will be put at risk should we operate outside the public service agreement. The government already indicated to us that they view industrial action as being outside the terms and would obviously, they may resort to actually halting or stopping any progress being made through the agreement. We are also conscious that the Public Service Pay Commission has made a recommendation to the ICTU Congress that, and to the Department of Public Expenditure of Reform, that in the next agreement or the next public service agreement, that pay should be visited strictly for different groups who are having challenges with pay, which includes nurses. And this has been put forward as part of the recommendations from the Public Service Pay Commission. We are prepared, obviously, to engage in that process should there be a new public service agreement in the future. And we do believe that's a mechanism that can address the concerns of nurses about pay and conditions.
Yeah, Paul Bell there, the SIPTU Health Division organiser, chatting to us a little bit earlier this morning.